Since when has Patrick spoken for the security services? Since when has Patrick been the spokesman of ZANU-PF? We don't know what weight to attribute to his comments. But whatever the answer to those questions, it's an ominous statement because it is definitely an undemocratic and anti-democracy stance. If we go to election and the people of Zimbabwe elect whoever they elect, who is Patrick Chinamasa and whoever he says he's representing to then reject the will of the people?
Is it possible that some people in ZANU-PF actually believe they can't lose an election in Zimbabwe?
No, actually, Patrick's statement tells us that they know they will lose the election if they are free and fair.
You were in ZANU-PF. Do they really believe that Western powers will be behind a Tsvangirai victory?
Violet, you don't know what's in people's hearts and minds because you can't open them up and read them. So we must assume that what they say is what they believe and what they mean. But the ominous message from it is that these people have no respect and have no intention to respect the will and the choice of the people of Zimbabwe. And Patrick's statement only adds to the concern that there is no intention on the part of ZANU-PF to assist the process of having free and fair elections. They have every intention to subvert and undermine the conduct of free and fair elections.
So what do you suggest should happen now, given the latest developments?
Well, those of us who are committed to genuine democracy and the expression of the free will of the people must just resist it.
How?
By organizing the people, by encouraging the people not to be intimidated and to be cowed by the violence talk, by the intimidation that is contained in Patrick's message of this morning, which is, if you don't vote for us, we are not going to accept it anyway. We must embolden the people to stand for their rights.